The Will Cain Show podcast is presented by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day. What's in your wallet?
This is the Will Cain Podcast on ESPN Radio.
The Will Cain Show, mockery of a draft. We go through the first 16 picks of the first round and select a player for every one of those teams. But a bit of breaking news might have just changed. Who will be picked? Pick number 14. The Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and on ESPN News, presented by Progressive Insurance. And you can join the conversation at 888-729-3776. We'll pick up with the next four picks of our mock draft in just a moment here, but there is a bit of breaking news. Rumors have been circulating, I would suggest, for a couple of weeks now. I've heard this behind the scenes, but nobody officially reported until now that New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski, retired tight end, but still under contract tight end, Rob Gronkowski is considering a return to football, but not with the Patriots, with the Buccaneers. Gronk has an interest in playing with Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. Those rumors have turned into reports as of today. And according to Adam Schefter, the Patriots and Buccaneers have been discussing a trade for retired tight end Rob Gronkowski. He has 1 year and $10 million left on his contracts, but the two sides, I quote, are and have been talking prior to Thursday's draft. There's been some speculation online that could include a swap of tight ends. Tampa Bay already has two, O.J. Howard and Cameron Brate, maybe sending O.J. Howard, who had a disappointing season in Tampa Bay this past year, north to New England in exchange for Rob Gronkowski. That would be fascinating, and that would give Tom Brady yet another weapon to add to Mike Evans and Chris Godwin in what could be one of the most explosive offenses in the NFL. Gronk, Brady, back together again in Tampa Bay, that's exciting. The only loser in this equation would perhaps be the WWE, if Gronk's WrestleMania career must be put on hold. Let's pick up where we left off with the first four picks in the Will Cain Show mockery draft. The selections went like this. With the first pick, the Cincinnati Bengals, as represented by Bubba, picked Joe Burrow. With the second pick, the Washington Redskins, represented by Pat, threw a curveball. They heard the first segment of the Will Cain Show, where you should always draft a franchise quarterback, regardless of need, regardless of position, and Pat selected for the Redskins Tua Tagovailoa from Alabama. That sent the draft into a tailspin. Instead of trading down, which in all likelihood would have happened if the Redskins do in fact take Tua, with a high demand for Herbert then, coming at number three, the Detroit Lions, under the guidance of Mike A., took Chase Young, defensive end from Ohio State. And with the fourth pick, Nuno, selecting on behalf of the New York Giants, resisted the urge to go back to the quarterback well and took the best offensive lineman, in my estimation, in the draft, and that's Jedrick Wills out of Alabama. That brings us to the next four picks. Mike A. will represent Miami. I will represent the Los Angeles Chargers. Mike A. comes back with the Carolina Panthers, and Nuno has the Arizona Cardinals. That's what the next four picks look like. And on the clock now, appears like the selection is in. It's the Miami Dolphins in one of the most interesting picks in the first round. What will Mike A. do? They have three first-round picks. There's been an assumption they need a franchise quarterback. Let's listen as the commissioner comes to the podium.
Miami, much more of a Levitard show than a Will Cain show, so he did not listen. I think the Justin Herbert stuff was all a bluff that has gone completely wrong. That being said, coming from the Belichick coaching tree, they value versatility on the defensive side of the ball. Give me Isaiah Simmons, because he fell to me at five.
Whoa.
Can play all over the defense. That's going to be something that they'll love to have.
What this is insanity, folks. I don't know what's going on. So you think the Justin Herbert stuff, which current betting odds, we just reported this in the first hour of the Will Cain Show, current betting odds have Herbert going ahead of Tua, and you're passing up on Herbert for a linebacker.
Agreed.
What's your quarterback plan there, Miami? What are you going to do? I'm just curious.
We'll see. I still got two picks.
Okay. That puts the Los Angeles Chargers on the clock, represented by me. It's my first pick. And the Chargers have quite a few needs. And I'm looking at my big board here. The Chargers need an offensive lineman. It's pretty ugly there on the offensive line. They wouldn't mind picking a linebacker, but the top linebacker in the draft just got selected in Isaiah Simmons. So I'm going to knock that need off. This comes down to a debate between Anthony Thomas, my second favorite offensive lineman out of Georgia, or Justin Herbert, quarterback out of Oregon. Let's go to the commissioner who's making his way to the podium. With the sixth pick in the 2020 Will Cain Show mockery of a draft, Los Angeles Chargers take quarterback Justin Herbert out of Oregon. No-brainer. Was easy. Easy call. Can't believe he dropped to six. After Tua went two, I didn't think Herbert would make it to six, but that's where we are, and that puts Mike A. back on the clock with the Carolina Panthers at
Hold on a second. So you're seven. So you're happy with Justin Herbert at six? You're going to sit there and go, yeah, that's a guy we want. All those Oregon quarterbacks that have done so well in the NFL.
I don't believe that Tyrod Taylor is the franchise quarterback for the Los Angeles Chargers. I don't care what Anthony
Lynn Do you believe Justin
us.
Herbert is?
Listen to me. I have to fall back on my scouts. And all my scouts, except for Todd McShay, who looks like he's about to lose a $5,000 bet to Mel Kiper, because it doesn't look like Jordan Love's going ahead of Justin Herbert at this point. In fact, it looks like Herbert's going ahead of Tua. All my scouts tell me that Herbert is the real deal. They're all telling me that Herbert's good. But more importantly, Mike, this is my thought. If the scouts tell me that, when will the Chargers, I don't think they're a bad team. When are they going to be back in this position to take a quarterback again? I don't think they're going to be, I think Tyrod Taylor is good enough to keep them out of Trevor Lawrence's position next year. Or Justin Fields. So if I'm sitting at six, and I've got one of the top two, I guess, by most estimations now, quarterbacks in this draft available to me, yeah.
That feels like I had to pick, not an I wanted to pick.
I'm excited. No. I'm excited about it. Excited. Oh, the Panthers pick is in, the seventh pick in the draft. The Carolina Panthers, represented by Mike A.
There's going to be absolutely no craziness here. We're taking Derek Brown. He's by far the best defensive tackle in the draft. We need to shore up that defensive line. It's Derek Brown, and it's not close.
Derek Brown, and it's not close. Here's my thought on that. He's a defensive tackle. Is he Aaron Gordon?
Donald.
Donald, what happened to my – where did I pull Gordon from?
He's the Chris Magic? Jenkins is what
the
he
Magic?
Is. He's Chris Jenkins.
Is he Aaron Donald?
Oh, I don't think Chris he Jenkins.
Is. Who's Chris Jenkins?
Chris Jenkins, longtime Panther, short time Jets, why I know the name. Just absolutely disruptor in the middle. Couldn't run the ball through there. Pushed the pocket.
Chris Jenkins.
He's absolutely fantastic.
I don't remember any Chris Jenkins. If he's Chris Jenkins, you just failed. You don't draft that with the seventh pick.
Yeah, you're a football fan. Can't remember Chris Jenkins.
Chris Jenkins? I know all football players. I don't remember any Chris Jenkins. All right, Derek Brown there to the Panthers. And with the eighth pick on the clock now, the Arizona Cardinals, represented by their supreme leader, Nemo. Chimes.
Thank you, Bubba. All right, so I can go a lot of different ways. Obviously, their biggest need is probably offensive line.
Are you taking Chris Jenkins?
No, I'm not taking Chris Jenkins. But
Joy
with
Joe
everything
Harrington.
That's happened,
I think he's available.
I know. But with everything that's happened and the way this has played out, they also need a corner. And with the
you got to take offense. You can't do it. You got to take offensive line. You have to.
I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And I'm going.
Somebody
to
Somebody mute Jerry's mic.
Seriously, Jerry.
This is how the draft's going to go. You know Jerry's going to be doing that kind of stuff. You know those Zoom mics are not going to be muted, and there's going to be so much commentary. Did you see what Gettleman did? What a maroon! This guy just took
with the eighth pick in the 2020 draft. The Arizona Cardinals select Jeffrey Okuda.
Wow. You got Wirfs, you got Becton, you got to protect Kyler Murray.
Got Patrick Peterson.
I do agree with you. It's surprising Okuda drops down, but do they That's where I would have gone, Mike. I would have taken a cornerback over a defensive tackle with the Panthers. You want to have Deion Sanders or you want to have Chris Jenkins?
Chris Jenkins.
I would have totally taken Okuda with the Panthers, and I would have left an offensive lineman to the Cardinals. That would have been Browns still valuable. That means our next four picks, the Jags, the Cleveland Browns, the Jets, and the Raiders. That means one of the top four offensive linemen is going to fall to the Browns. They're excited all of a sudden. Who will the Jags pick? We'll pick up our Will Cain Show mock draft coming up in 30 minutes, because next, our buddy Ian Fitzsimmons is going to step in. I'm going to ask him, who's got the best high school football? Texas, California, Florida, Georgia? That's coming up on the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card. That's why we created Eno, the Capital One assistant that looks out for surprise credit card charges like overtipping, duplicate charges, or potential fraud, then sends an alert to your phone and helps if you need to fix them. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
GEICO has the insurance industry-leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere. Which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
It's about to get hot in here because that commercial break was almost scorching. It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Tune into The Last Dance, a behind-the-scenes look at the 90 Chicago Bulls dynasty. The series continues Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN. And listen to the wrap-up podcast hosted by Jalen Jacoby immediately following the broadcast. Presented by State Farm and AT&T. Available wherever you enjoy your podcast. Joining us now is one of the hosts of Freddie and Fitzsimmons on ESPN. Late nights, 9 to whenever it ends. Sometimes it's late. Sometimes it's early. It's Ian Fitzsimmons. He's also part of the ESPN Radio draft coverage this weekend starting on Thursday night. What's up, Fitzsimmons?
Man, I got to tell you, that break when I just signed on with you guys was absolutely hilarious.
We've got to try to harness some of that energy.
I have been talking to different coaches getting ready for Thursday. I've been on conference calls, getting ready for the draft, and I don't know what has happened, but all I know is a bunch of screaming about
Chris
Pat Costello passing on Chase Young, you not knowing who Chris Jenkins is. The only reason
I know
Mike
exactly
knows
who Chris Jenkins is. Chris Jenkins hit the game-winning shot for Villanova. Everybody knows that. They won the national title.
And my man Nuno, who I love, man, Nuno, God bless you, is just screaming, save it for the air!
Hold on now, Adam in Michigan. You want to get in on the Chris, the great Chris Jenkins debate of 2020? What's up, Adam?
Yeah, 2003, they went to the Super Bowl. I mean, he was the main cog for them. I guess I don't know if you remember him or not. He was a beast. And Madden, he was a beast too. I'm just playing it in 2006 right now in quarantine.
Yeah, I'm looking here in my Twitter. Chico tells me Chris Jenkins is a two-time All-Pro, you bozo. Other people tell me I should be embarrassed. This one calls me, you know, he's got, I don't know, that monkey emoji with the hands over his eyes things. Dude was a stud. You want to know the truth?
He said if I would have said Chris with a K, he would have known who it was.
That's the truth. Yeah. If you said Chris with a K, it would have rung a bell. It's true.
I kind of believe Will.
Jenkins with a J?
You do, Ian? Because it's true. If I'm sitting here racking my brain. You know, we file these things in our heads. Oh. And in my head I'm thinking, C-H-R-I-S, Jenkins. I don't remember any Chris Jenkins like that. But if you said Chris with a K, it would have rung a bell. And no H. K-R-I-S. Do you believe me, Ian?
Nope. I was going to, but you sold it too hard. You really did.
But it's true.
If you'd have backed off early, counselor, I was going to be with you. You'd have had me in the jury, you know, and I would have been going, well, there's a little doubt. But you went a little overboard. So
you know what's weird? The Villanova guy went with K-R-I-S too, right? He had the same spelling, Chris Jenkins. Am I wrong? I don't know. I'm just kind of throwing things against the wall here. All right, Ian Fitzsimmons here. We're going to go over some draft stuff. First, Fitzsimmons, I want to ask you this before I get into the draft stuff. We want to run our mock draft by you and get your feedback. But don't tell him. Has anybody told him what the picks have been yet?
I know what Costello did.
Do you know who he took?
No.
Okay, good. We're going to get to that in just a second. Last week, Ian, a debate broke out on Twitter. Okay, this was spearheaded, I believe, if I can remember correctly, yes, Mecole Hardman, the wide receiver from Kansas City, and then everybody jumped in. I can't remember who represented Texas. The debate was which state has the best high school football. Hardman 100% lobbied for Georgia, right? And then some Texas guys jumped in, and it mainly became a Texas versus Georgia debate, NFL guys from Texas. And then there were some California guys and some Florida guys, and I think at the last minute, your home state was represented. I think Marcus Spears jumped in with, what about Louisiana? What, in your estimation, is the best high school football in the country?
Overall, I'd go Texas, one. It's close between Florida and California. And then you can make a run at Georgia and Alabama. Per capita, though, if you want to really get into it, go look up the Mississippi numbers. Per capita, they produce probably more pro athletes overall, basketball, baseball, football, than any other state in the union. But if you're going to go masses, which obviously you're doing, man, it's Texas high school football. It ain't even close, in my opinion.
I agree. I think it goes Texas 1, Florida 2, California 3, Georgia 4.
Depends on the year in Florida and California, in my opinion. They can go back and forth. But the perennial power, in my opinion, is Texas.
We have breaking news here for you on the Will Cain Show. We're hanging out with Ian Fitzsimmons of Freddie and Fitzsimmons. Here is the breaking news for you. A trade is in place, pending a physical. Rob Gronkowski is headed from the New England Patriots to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Pats will get a fourth-round pick, and the Bucs get Gronk and a seventh-round pick. It's anticipated Gronk obviously will then come out of retirement and wants to play with Brady in Tampa Bay. Ian, home run for the Bucs. They get Gronkowski for a fourth, and they get a seventh back, so whatever that offsets a fourth, let's call it, turns it into a fifth, maybe, roughly. I don't know what the offset there is. That's a song for Gronk, even if he has spent a year in retirement.
Well, he's going to have to put on some weight. We've seen the pictures of him. He's still in shape, but he's not in football shape. So he's going to have to put the weight back on, which obviously he has plenty of time to do because there's no OTAs right now. Everything is virtual, and we don't even know if we're going to have training camps or if the season is going to start on time. So This reeks in just hearing this with you right now, Will, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on it. But this sounds like to me that Gronk was just done with New England. I mean, forget the back injuries and the elbow and everything else, right? He was the grind and everything else. Man, it's been a hell of a run. I'm done. Went and had one heck of a year, and whatever he was doing from Barbados to L.A., whatever to Vegas, whatever he wanted to do in retirement, and then Brady goes to Tampa. Maybe a phone call was made from that guy wearing 12 to Gronk or Bruce Arians to Gronk, whatever it was. And now if you're trading draft picks, to me, Gronk's coming out of retirement. I mean, you're not giving up a pick either side to have Gronk, you know, and he's going, well, maybe not. That tells me that he is all about coming back to play with Brady in a different setting other than New England. What do you think?
I have several thoughts. I'm going to share them with you. But before I do, I want to think this out. I want to spin this out. So we anticipated, I've been hearing this for a week or two, okay, that there was a possibility that Gronk was interested in coming back and playing in Tampa Bay. But as of earlier today, Ian, the rumors were the trade would include O.J. Howard going up to New England. That has not happened. So what you're looking at in Tampa Bay now is three tight ends, three good tight ends in Gronkowski, O.J. Howard, and Cameron Brate. That's more than you need. So right there, that tells me somebody can get another tight end on the market, whoever may need a tight end, get one out of Tampa Bay. The other thing, Ian, is as our boy Mike A., who's one of our producers on the show today, has pointed out, tight ends, it's not just O.J. Howard that had a down year. Tight ends don't traditionally have a big role in a Bruce Arians offense. Now you've got Gronk, Howard, Brate, Godwin, Evans, and Brady. That's an incredibly interesting offense. And makes Tampa Bay all the more so, in my mind, the best team in the NFC South.
Tap the brakes on that part, though, Coach. Hold on a minute. I know that defense was much improved. And
I know where you're going, Saints. I understand. The Saints are really
without
good.
Without question, man.
Yes. I
mean, they're still loaded. And with Jeff Ireland helping Mickey Loomis when it comes to the draft, you go look at their last four or five drafts, man, they have hit home run after home run. So I'm not kicking the tires just kicking the Saints to the curb right now. And look, I talked to Bruce Arians about a month ago.
I'd pick Tampa right now to win the South. I think
What's
I really
that?
Would. I would pick Tampa right now to win the South.
I'll put a hundo on that with you.
Okay, let's do that. 100 on that. I like a little action on that. I think the Saints are really good, so I don't feel 100% confidence. It's just that much belief in Tampa Bay. Now, Ian asked me, what do I think about why this is happening with Gronk? I had three thoughts, three specific things about why Gronk is coming out of retirement and going to Tampa Bay. I'm going to share those with you. Plus, Ian's going to hang out with us. We're going to run some of our – Ian is doing the NFL draft coverage for ESPN Radio. Let's tell him how our mock draft has gone so far and get his critique. That's all coming up on the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio.
This is the Will Cain Show.
I say something, everybody yells, you're a moron, you're stupid, you're a troll, you're hot taking. A little time passes, everybody goes, I think that guy might have been onto something.
More from Will Cain, coming up.
GEICO knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers, always there for you, rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with GEICO on your motorcycle insurance and accessories coverage all year round. But for Bucky Hornhill, it was one reason in particular.
It was my helmet hair. I was born with helmet hair. I've tried to cut it a bunch of times, even buzzing it, but it immediately just goes back to helmet hair.
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Rob Gronkowski is a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, and this is the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer is changing the way you buy home insurance. Now you can go online, get a custom quote, and save both time and money. Learn more at progressive.com. We're hanging out with one of the hosts of Freddie and Fitzsimmons, and also part of ESPN's radio draft coverage. Ian Fitzsimmons is on the Will Cain Show. We just spent the commercial break breaking down the breaking news of Rob Gronkowski traded from the New England Patriots to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for a fourth-round pick. Gronk wants to be a Buck, wants to play with Brady. In our previous segment, Ian, you asked me, Will, why do you think this happened? What was the inspiration or the influence that sent Gronk to Tampa Bay? I think there's three things. You pointed out one of them. He simply wanted to be out of New England. It's clear that culture, while not just a winning culture, but the greatest culture in the NFL for producing championships, is hard on players. It grates on them. And that became clear with Tom Brady, and it's clear with Rob Gronkowski. I think that, as you laid out, was one of the motivations for what's happened with Rob Gronkowski over the past year plus. Second, Ian, I think he spent a year healing. I think he was banged up. He was hurt, and his body feels a lot better than it did a year ago. And third, just the connection between Brady and Gronkowski. Make no mistake, that's what this is about. He wants to hang out with his friend. He wants to play with his friend again. His friend is now in a more friendly environment, and he wants to be a part of it. I think those three things are why Rob Gronkowski is a Tampa Bay Buccaneer today, Ian.
Don't disagree with any of that. I'd love to, but I can't. And like, I just shot Bruce Arians a text during the break saying, man, I just said, damn, coach, Gronk, and with exclamation points, his response, three cocktail glasses, which means my man is celebrating. And I've known Bruce Arians since the late 90s. I think 1998 was when we met, when he was the offensive coordinator at Alabama. And this man, he likes to acquire talent, and that's it. He doesn't use it in any way. When I talked to him about 3 weeks ago, he said, look, the offense is going to be our offense, my offense, but it's going to have elements of Tom Brady once in it after they finally got Tom Brady. And obviously, we all know Gronk and Aaron Hernandez, the way he loves that two tight end set at times. So this is one where someone's going to be the odd man out when it comes to Brate or O.J. Howard. And I'm an O.J. Howard fan. I really am. Not just because he went to Bama, but I think that he has been underutilized in his college career and at Tampa. So I'm beyond curious to see who is the one that is gone. But we know this. You're not giving up a draft pick to bring in Gronk if Gronk's not coming out of retirement. Gronk is going to be back with 12 in Tampa. Get ready, folks.
And we spent the commercial break debating this a little bit. I pick the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win the NFC South. I think you quite logically, and I'm not upset with your rebuttal at all, said not while the Saints are still there. I think that Tampa Bay is a legitimate Super Bowl contender now. This offense is absolutely terrifying, Ian. If they can solidify the position of offensive tackle, which I think they're going to have an opportunity to address early in this draft, in the first round, I think one of the top four offensive tackles, and if not the top four, one of the top five if we include, and I'll get you in on this in a minute, Josh Jones out of Houston, will be there for Tampa Bay. The defense, I think we both agree, is much better than anyone realizes because they had with 42 turnovers last year, putting them in a short field position almost, what is that? That's 42 divided by 16. That's over two times a game, right? So all those turnovers.
Don't make me do math. Tampa's, it took me 6.5 years to get up undergrad. Don't
it's almost three. It's almost three a game. I think Tampa's a Super Bowl contender, Ian. So is New Orleans, but I think Tampa's a Super Bowl contender.
Well, I think one of them is going to win that division. As they look on paper, barring whatever happens during the season. And the other one's going to be a wild card team. So once you're in, as Bill Parcells once said, once you're in the tournament, you've got a chance. And I think
Tom Brady in the tournament.
Yeah, have a legit shot, obviously. I mean, the front runners, and not just in that division, but also now in a stacked NFC. You still have to deal with Green Bay and Seattle and San Francisco. I mean, it is the NFC is deep.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention the Cowboys.
Easy.
I'll have more on Gronkowski to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming up.
That one.
It's coming up here on the Will Cain Show. But we've got Ian on. Ian's going to be doing the NFL draft coverage for ESPN Radio. Make sure you tune in. I think radio coverage of the draft, I honestly say this. I don't give gratuitous compliments. It rivals TV. I actually put my TV on and then turn the volume down and listen to radio, Ian. I really do. I listen to you guys, listen to local Dallas stuff. That's what I usually do. You know the draft. Derek Brown, Mike took Derek Brown at 7 representing the Panthers. Now, if he'd told me that Chris was spelled with a K, I would have realized who Chris Jenkins was. But even Chris Jenkins, at 7, I don't think you take a defensive tackle. And here's the thing. I know you love him, Ian. He took him ahead of Jeffrey Okuda, who fell to Nuno to the Cardinals, where he selected Okuda, where I think the Cardinals really need to take an offensive lineman, but he couldn't pass up the value. Now, you wouldn't have taken Brown over Okuda, would you?
All right, first of all, there is no way Okuda is falling that far. I'm beyond curious to know how that happened. I guess quarterback row there with Miami and the Chargers. I mean, did that do it?
I'm going to parcel this out to you. Go ahead. Brown or Okuda, who would you have taken first if you were the Panthers?
Oh, man, I feel like I got a man crush on Derek Brown. And I know him more than Okuda. I've talked to Okuda several times, but I don't know him as well. He's a lockdown corner, without question. But Brown is just, he's different, man. He really is.
I think you take the corner over the defensive
vindication
tackle.
Brown is not just a defensive tackle. You can line him up on the outside. You can shade the center with him. I mean, he is as disruptive an interior force that can also, is quick enough, if you want to slide him outside, you can. That's how sick he is. And when he arrives, he arrives with bad intentions. He's not wanting to tackle you.
Mike
He's
A
wanting
loves
to
you.
Hurt you.
Mike A loves you. He's going to keep loving you. Okay, you want to know how Okuda fell?
That was erotic to me when he said.
You want to know how Okuda fell?
I do, because there's no way he's going that far.
What is that, 8? Yeah, so Brown went at 7. I represent the Chargers, took Herbert at 6.
There's your problem right there.
No, it's not a problem.
I'm not a Herbert guy, man, at all.
Oh, well, Ian, keep talking, man.
There are a lot of guys that are. And you got to take your quarterback. I believe the value is just too high. If you think he's a franchise quarterback, and a lot of guys do, you got to take it. I don't think the Chargers plan on being back in this part of the draft in a long time. And they need a quarterback. Mike took Simmons at 5 to the Dolphins. Okay. Nuno took Jedrick Wills.
Tua went to Washington.
Nuno took Jedrick Wills at 4 to the Giants. I like that. He's my favorite offensive lineman in the draft. I don't know how
he's
you feel.
He's awesome. Yes, a great human being also. Don't pay attention to that Wunderlich test. It's ridiculous. The guy graduated over 3.0 in finance. So,
oh, really? What did he get on the Wunderlich?
It was like an 18 or something or 7. I can't remember. Okay. But I remember talking to his O-line coach, Kyle Flood, about it, and I didn't even look up the score because it wasn't worth my time. The way he described Wills off the field just matched everything I saw on the field. So, yeah, he's going to be a road grader for years.
Mike A. took Chase Young at 3rd with the Lions, and, yes, Pat took Tua 2nd to the Redskins. That's exactly what happened.
Why are you hiking your leg right now on Haskins? I mean, he had nothing around him, nothing. His only weapon was Terry McLaurin, who was his teammate at Ohio State, and I'm a big McLaurin guy, but he had a sieve of an offensive line. He got better as the year went on. So you're going to go ahead and pass
on. I think
on.
Pat did the right thing. I think he did the right thing.
Y'all nuts.
Laughed at me.
No. Mm-hmm. No. 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 No.
Hey,
no,
Fitzsimmons,
no.
Did you see what Jimmy Johnson said last night? He said if the Lions and Giants cannot trade down, you take those two quarterbacks. He said, and I agree with this, the positional value of a potential franchise quarterback, if you believe he's a franchise quarterback, is too great. And if he's not your guy, you'll flip him for an appreciation on what you spent on him anyway. This, and you know Jimmy went and got Steve Walsh right after drafting
Troy Aikman. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's lived.
He wanted to shop him as a draft pick.
Yeah, I think he's right. The positional value is too much. If Haskins is the guy you say, then you're going to flip Tua for more than – you'll get two ones, a one and a two. You'll get something great. And if Tua's better than Haskins, upgrade.
Here's the thing, though. When it comes to Washington, you've already got one guy. Now, it's a whole different staff. So maybe that's where Costello's going because it's not Ron Rivera's draft pick. Heck, it wasn't the previous regime's draft pick. It was the owner's draft pick. Little Danny Snyder wanted the Bullis High School product because that's where his son goes to high school. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't make that up, man. But look, Haskins has got talent. He does, in my opinion.
Okay.
And I'm not going to bail on him after seven games. But Detroit and Matthew Stafford, look, my brother coached in Detroit for six years, I can't remember. I'm a Stafford guy, and there is a pure bias there.
Hey,
if
I am
you
too.
Want to pull, if you want to
I
pull
like
the trigger – what's that?
I am too. I like him a lot, yeah. But that didn't have anything to do with why I'd pick Tua. Yeah, I like Stafford a lot.
If Detroit wants to take Tua at three and he can shop either one of them, I understand that.
Right.
But Chase Young, man, when you already have a guy at a quarterback that if Ron Rivera and that new staff believes in him, you can't pass on that freak from Ohio State. I mean, he is just a man child. I mean, I'm telling you, when I talk to Penn State,
I'm going to turn this whole segment into my ringtone.
All right. Okay. I've already got Mike A here, Ian. You don't have to say all the same. I mean, Mike A got it right.
It pains me to agree with Mikey A.
Nice to talk to a real Texan. To talk to a real Texan.
He's from Louisiana. I got to go.
Commercial
break. All right, Ian, I love hanging out with you, man. Have a good time on the draft. Always good talking to you, bud.
Bruce Arians is celebrating. There you go. Be well,
yeah,
buddy.
He is. And why? Because the Buccaneers just traded for Rob Gronkowski. More on that in our next four picks in the Will Cain Show Mockery of a Draft next on the Will Cain Show.
The Will Cain Show is everywhere you are. On your radio, your computer, your phone, or just tell your smart speaker. Play ESPN Radio. More Will Cain coming up.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
The breaking news of the moment is that Rob Gronkowski has been traded from the New England Patriots to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Think about the weapons that Tom Brady had a year ago in New England. Now think about what he has in Tampa Bay. Josina Anderson will be jumping on the show to give us the latest coming up on the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio. And you should tune in to The Last Dance, a behind-the-scenes look at the 90s Chicago Bulls dynasty. The series continues this Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. And listen to the wrap-up podcast hosted by Jalen Jacoby immediately following the broadcast, presented by State Farm and AT&T. Available wherever you enjoy your podcast. Let's get into our show, Mock Draft, our mockery of a draft, and pick up where we left off. We are at pick number 9. This is how the draft's gone so far. Joe Burrow, number 1 to Cincinnati. Bubba made that selection. Pat, surprised everybody, took Tua Tagovailoa, number 2 for the Redskins. Nice pick. I liked it. Mike A. took Chase Young as he fell to the Lions. Nuno took Jedrick Wills, the best offensive lineman in the draft for the New York Giants. Mike A. was back on the clock with the Dolphins, took Isaiah Simmons. I took Justin Herbert for the Chargers. Derek Brown, a.k.a. Chris Jenkins, went to the Carolina Panthers under the guidance of Mike A., and Nuno took Jeffrey Okuda then to the Cardinals. That puts the Jags at pick number 9 on the clock, and their GM, Nuno, is ready to make his selection.
All right, so the Jags need some help, obviously. Definitely their secondary. You know, I'm banging around in my head if, you know, do something crazy like take Jordan Love here, because I don't have faith in Minshew, but I might also be tanking for Trevor. So, but I can't do that. So what I will do, I will draft C.J. Henderson out of Florida and put him in that backfield, and hopefully things work out.
Back-to-back cornerback picks, Okuda and C.J. Henderson for Nuno.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it.
I think somebody jumps up for that, though.
What's that?
I think somebody jumps up for C.J. Henderson.
But not ahead of Okuda. Not the way this is falling. And, you know, Ian Fitzsimmons said, how does Okuda fall that far? I actually don't think that what we did is crazy. I think there's a chance. Look, with those, what is that? Seven picks ahead of Okuda could go down that way. All right, I'm on the clock now with the Cleveland Browns, and I'm excited to take Anthony Thomas, tackle, left tackle, out of Georgia. I got Jack Conklin, who's a right tackle. I take the best left tackle, Anthony Thomas. I don't want the workout warriors and Wirfs and Becton. I want Thomas, who I know is going to – we've all agreed. I want to never hear from an offensive lineman. I want to draft him and forget that he's there. I think Anthony Thomas is going to be that kind of guy for the Cleveland Browns.
Isn't it Andrew Thomas?
Whatever.
It is Andrew.
I'm on a name
roll
today.
You keep saying Anthony, and people are calling in to be mad at you.
Yikes.
Well, okay.
Chris Jenkins with a K.
You just had to tell me it was with a K, and everything would have been fine. Everything.
Andrew with an A.
Andrew with an
Andrew. What do you mean I kept saying it? Did I say it yesterday, too?
You keep saying, we've had two callers say, will you please tell Will his name isn't Anthony Thomas?
Tell them to get a warm glass and shut the hell up. Go ahead, Mike A. with the Jets.
Ah, the Jets. Oh, God. My brother George really wants a wide receiver, so, of course, I'm going to go with offensive tackle. You took the safest one. I'm going to take the one with the highest upside. Give me Mekhi Becton out of Louisville.
Ooh, Tristan Wirfs dropping. I think I would have taken Wirfs. What about, didn't Becton fail a drug test or something?
No, they had a flagged test. He didn't
fail. What does that mean, flagged? What's flagged?
It might have been overly diluted or something like that. Mm.
Michael Becton taken by Mike
A. Mekhi Becton!
I gotcha! And that puts me on the clock with the Las Vegas Raiders. This has fallen pretty well for the Raiders. I don't know if you trade away your number one. I'm going to take Jimmy Judy out of Alabama. You guys like Jimmy Judy? I got the top receiver in the draft. Jimmy Judy to the Raiders.
Thank you for listening to the Will Cain Podcast. You can listen to the Will Cain Show live weekdays at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. The Will Cain Podcast.